Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It is so great to have all of you joining us here today. Thank you all for supporting the Dr. Pat Show and for all that you have done. In a couple of days, you're going to see a video go up on the Dr. Pat Show website about the launch of a new platform for me that I'm very excited about, and it's called The Epic World. You're going to see some video clips of the announcement of this that was done at One The Event. I'm very excited about it. There's a special gift going to be coming out of that for all of you that have supported this particular show since September of 2003. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to tell you guys something that, you know, I get to talk with medical intuitive Mary Jane Mack today. And the reason that this is so important is that my own personal healing journey began in 2004. You know, shortly after I began the radio show, and I did not have a clue about any of the things probably that she and I are going to talk about right now. So the gift that this radio program has given me personally has been that of education and information. And so I hope that all of you have heard something along the way, especially in my conversations with Mary Jane Mack, about how to take back your health. Today, the question is, how clean is your house? Medical intuitive Mary Jane Mack, but I'll tell you, she's much more than that. She has been helping people get well for over 20 years. Her talent, her gift is unlike any that I've ever seen. If you've heard her on my show, you've heard her zoom in areas of people's bodies or their lives that are blocking them or causing some kind of dysfunction in the body. And then through that process, she's able to, you know, look at what kind of nutrition, what kind of clearing, what people need so that they can achieve absolutely perfect health. Since 1992, her practice in the state of Washington has been phenomenal. Now, thanks to the internet and Skype and many other processes out there, she works with people all over the world. And it's not just people. It's people and their pets. Maybe today you'll hear some stories about how she saved the life of her own horse. But most importantly, what is it about our homes? Why do we think so many people are so sick? And why do we see the rise in autoimmune disease and illness, especially for women? Well, get ready. We've got lots to share. Mary Jane, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Great topic today.
It is a great topic today. You know, I go back to a time where I was growing up and, you know, learning how to clean the house and so forth and so on. And many of us that came through that era did not have a clue. None of the cleaning products had any labels on them at all to begin with. And, you know, who knows what kind of cocktail we put together in our homes.
And right. Then, but, you know, back then, I remember people did the spring cleaning and then the fall cleaning. And when they cleaned everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember my mother, we had to scrub that house from one end to the other. And that meant the blinds, the windows, the floors, everything got clean. So, you know, a couple times a year, your house got a thorough cleaning. And most of the time today, people just don't do that.
Who's got time to do that?
Right.
I want to know that. You know, I totally get it. I grew up in an Italian family where you get the toothbrush and you get on the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah. The toothbrush doesn't even go near the floor anymore. So we don't do the cleaning. What are the consequences of that?
Well, people are doing all these great things to stay healthy. I mean, they're doing supplements. They're going to chiropractors. They're doing so many things that are the right things, but then they go back to their homes, and there's so many things they don't even think of. And one of the most common things I see with people that come in my office is when they're not getting well, you have to think about their house. And, for example, sewer gases that come up the drains, those sewer gases cause people to have really sick stomachs. They cause them to have really sick bladders. And the people are wondering, what's going on? But, and you can't smell it. And often it sometimes, if it gets bad, it has a little musty smell. And it does not matter how much you clean your toilets or your sinks. If you don't really disinfect them, you're going to have that problem.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about is how we are so out of sync with noticing things like that. I mean, first of all, we get so accustomed to the smells and just living with things that are not so healthy for us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. And then even when I mention to people, it's your drains. And that means they have to clean every drain in your house, not just the toilet, for example. And it doesn't matter if you have a septic tank or a sewer system. It's still sewer gases that come up. And when I mention that to people, they think, well, how could that be? That, you know, they can't even think that that's possible. And so then when they really start paying attention to it, they say, oh, yeah, there is a little bit of a smell there, no matter how much I clean. Or maybe there isn't a smell, but they're not getting well. And as soon as they do that, clean their drains, they feel better almost immediately. So it's just amazing. It doesn't, you know, it's something that people notice a big difference in a short time.
Well, you know, this is really a conversation about everything from some dust that may be sitting in a place that you haven't looked for a really long time, to the dreaded shower curtain.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I had a client recently, and she was, you know, she had this congestion, and she was on some nutrition, and I'm talking about her drains and some other things. And she got out of the shower one day, and she looked down at the bottom of her shower, and it was thick with mold. Can you imagine? It was like on the inside. And so as soon as she cleaned up that shower, got rid of that, and then had to clean up all that mold spores, she was better. But it's little things. And this person is very clean. You know, it was something she just totally overlooked.
Well, you know, let's talk about the impact of this, and then we're going to go through all of the things that people should be mindful of. I mean, for a lot of folks, you know, their immune systems are pretty good, generally speaking, and so they don't seem to have the sensitivity, you know. But other people that perhaps have a compromised immune system or some kind of illness, you know, these kinds of things get accentuated, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone who has sensitivities, for example, people who are anemic cannot live in a sick environment in their home. If you, and sometimes they can have blood tests done and it doesn't show up they're anemic, but with my testing, the muscle testing, I can pick it up at a subclinical level. And these are people who need their liver and their spleen charged up. Well, if they're in that anemic phase and they're in a house like this, they can have swollen eyes, they can have eyes that can be pussy and draining, they can have swollen lips. Everything is much worse. And then you add somebody who's got a backed up gallbladder on top of these things, you're going to get a really sick person. So now they're going to the doctor. And because if your gallbladder is backed up, of course, it makes everything else much worse. It puts you into a low function. We look at your organ function as 0 to 10. 10 is perfect. Well, when you have a really backed up gallbladder, it puts you into a 2 function. So it's like 20%. So now all your organs are 20%. So now you walk into an area that, any type of environmental area that's toxic, and you're going to have a reaction. And these people are so sick, then they go to the doctors, and the doctors start treating the symptoms. Now they're treating the pussy eyes, or they're treating the swollen lips. But they're not looking at what's really going on with them. And that's exactly what I'm able to do, is get to the nitty-gritty of what's going on, the core issue, so we have good results. And also, it's tracking that house. I just have people think of their houses, and we test their houses. And we're able to put the whole picture together at one time. And if you don't do that, those are the people who are chronically ill.
Well, let's talk about some of the places that in the home that people should be mindful of and take a look at. You know, we talked about the drains, and you know, people say, well, you know, what do you mean clean my drains? You know, you're talking about actually making sure that the drains are clean through the entire process.
Right. Well, what we do is you could use a non-toxic, a green cleaner and drain cleaner, and put it down your drain, and you let it sit overnight. It doesn't take a lot. What you want to do is just put it down there so it can disinfect and get rid of those gases. So you put it down every drain in your house, and you do that at night, and then you flush the drains in the morning. And in the old days, we used to use Clorox, you know, just scented Clorox or a small amount of that. But now there's many different green cleaners that you could look for to use. And people who are sensitive cannot use Clorox. That's too toxic to them. So just by doing the drains, and you do it like once a week for a month, and then you do it once a month, but you have to keep it up, because if you don't keep it up, then you got to do it once a week again for a month and start over. And the other things that people take for granted and don't think about are power strips in their house. How many people get computers, even in their workplace now?
Right,
they get
right.
Computers, and they get the surge protectors and everything under their desk, and then they're never. You get a new computer, but you don't change the surge protector. You just plug it right in. Well, those surge protectors get old, and they leak electricity. And it doesn't matter how expensive or how inexpensive they are. It's the quality of how they're made. So you just need to be aware that to look at those and maybe change them every year, or if you have better quality ones, they may last a little bit longer. And the other thing is you need to look at how many people have lamps next to their bed or clock radios they've had for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a lot. And you got to look at the wiring to that. The wires get frayed, and see, with muscle testing, you can actually test those wires and see what they are. But they get dried and frayed, start to leak electricity, and then that causes people to have sick bladders, and again, compromises the immune system. So you just kind of go do a walk through your house and look at things, and if you've had them forever, think about refreshing them or changing them or getting rid of them and getting new.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this and much more. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the accelerated performance system, what it is, what this technique is, how it does restore and maintain well-being. We're also going to give you some hints of other places in your house, especially now when we're entering into the winter months and you get ready to crank that heater up. You know, what is it that's coming out of those heating ducts? Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. For more information about her or to set up a time to connect with her and find out how well your body is performing, you can go to her website, maryjanemack.com, or you can certainly give her a call toll-free, 888-777-4232. Today, the question is, how clean is your house? But, you know, the bigger question is, you know, what happens when your house is not clean? How does it affect your health, your family's health, and your overall well-being? Mary Jane, thank you for joining us here today. We have a special guest as well.
We really do. This is a favorite client of mine who has been with me from the very beginning. It's Rex Maurer, and when I first start doing the work I do today, Rex was there to with me launching that off. He was one of my test people at the very beginning. So through the years, Rex has been, he has been one of my strongest advocates. He refers many people to me, and he is a strong believer in the work that we do. And he really walks his talk and lives a healthy lifestyle. So I'd like to introduce Rex Maurer and have him tell his story.
Hi, Rex. Welcome to the show. So it sounds like you kind of started along the path that most of us started by not really feeling very well at all.
Well, what Mary Jane forgot to tell you was that in the beginning, I was also her most severe critic. And I had to be shown. It actually started, it's a long story, but it started with my wife and Mary Jane and a bunch of horses, and it evolved from there. And I won't tell that whole story, but when we became aware of the fact that Mary Jane had some very special talents and healing skills, etc., I was the last one probably on the short list at the beginning to believe it. So she definitely had to prove it to me.
So where did you even begin with the conversation with Mary Jane? I mean, because believe me, I've gone down that path too, having, you know, been sick pretty much since 2004. And some of the things that show up, you think, really, is this going to work?
That's very true. Well, rather than maybe where we started is kind of a long story in itself. I don't know how much time we have, but basically, Mary Jane's very avid involved in, with her horses, as is my wife, and they've had horses together for many years, and my wife had a horse that had, some big, what would be the term, Mary Jane, on its, shoulders, what do you call those?
On the withers,
what do you call those? I can't remember the word. Anyway, it just would erupt in the springtime every year with these, there's a word for it.
An allergy? Was it a skin eruption?
Well, you get those big bumps on
welts.
Yeah, big welts. Welts. I couldn't think of the word. Big welts, in the spring. We couldn't resolve what the problem was. And, I guess in desperation, which is probably what led a lot of people to Mary Jane as well, because I know a lot of her clients are people that met, you know, traditional medicine haven't helped, including myself. Anyway, this horse had these welts on his shoulder, and there was an alternative veterinarian that had a practice that came locally, and Mary Jane and my wife took this horse down there, and basically through his 5 minutes of doing basically what Mary Jane now practices, he recommended a couple things and came home and gave him the horse, and the horse was good forever. Long story short, versus taking cortisone shots and other alternatives that didn't work. So as a result of that, this is my story, not Mary Jane's story of how this started. Mary Jane was very curious, and she started to do some research on the path she's on now, which led to some seminars that she went to and a full, I guess, a lifetime dedication to where she is now. And that's kind of where it started.
So Mary Jane, what is it about Rex and working with Rex? I mean, you know, I think our listeners, would really love to know how you do work, what you found, and where you went from there.
Well, Rex has many stories. So let's talk about the little big accident, Rex, that you had, and how severe that was, and that recovery, how that went.
Yeah, I'm a my hobby and avocation is as a hunting and fishing guide and bush pilot in Alaska. And about 6 years ago, I had an engine failure in a small plane and a very serious accident, which I messed up 6 vertebrae in my back, which ended up fused, and my T12 vertebrae ended up being replaced with a synthetic vertebrae using my lower left rib. My right femur was broken, and they medevaced me from a very remote place in Alaska called Cold Bay, which is as remote as it sounds, all the way to Seattle because they couldn't deal with me in Anchorage, Alaska. And I spent many weeks in recuperation and intensive care, et cetera. And I guess one quick story along that line that I'll share that was the first one as a result of that experience was that I was in the hospital. I was just starting to see friends, et cetera. I'd probably been there 2 weeks, and Mary Jane came to visit one evening, and I doubt she'll even remember this incident, but she brought me some of her nutritional products, which I took. My wife was there, and John, her husband, was also there. Anyway, I took these nutritional products that she brought to the hospital and didn't really think a lot about it other than I thanked her for it. And next morning, my wife had gone home and returned, and when she walked into my hospital room, she looked at me and her eyes got big and she started crying. And I said, "Well, what's wrong?" I didn't know what was going on. And she said, "You look alive." And it was the first time since my accident that it was enough to startle her and actually made her cry that I looked like I was going to make it, I guess. And my facial color or something had dramatically changed, but that's just one small incident, but that's just one example of the power of Mary Jane's healing skills and some of the nutritional things she uses to attain those goals.
And you know, Mary Jane, I mean, from your perspective, you know, how do you work with people? What do you see when someone like Rex shows up?
Well, I see some of the sickest people come to me because they've done it all and they're really sick and they're not getting any help. And what I do with my technique, it's the accelerated performance system. It's just a simple technique to determine the basics of where the major concern is in the body. So all I do is follow a system, checking every both sides of the body and the center of the body, and the body will tell me exactly what that person needs in order, And that's, and if the person has what they need, the body has the innate intelligence to heal itself. And it's simplicity is how I look at it. It's not to give somebody tons of nutrition, but look for the simple and start there and then build on it. And it's amazing the results that I see.
I have another story.
Yeah, go ahead, Rex.
just my most recent experience, and I have many over the years, I had to actually shorten my list to come up with a short list here, but one of my most recent experiences, and Mary Jane will have to again explain how all these things happen. I just put myself in her care and I do as I'm told, but most recently my left hip just started bothering me to the point where when I was sitting in a chair, if it was a low chair, it might take me a minute to stand up because it took time for my left hip to adjust to that movement. And it was just killing me. And I go to a chiropractor every 2 weeks, who's a wonderful chiropractor, actually, that Mary Jane referred me to. And he just wasn't getting it. So on my next visit to Mary Jane, I told her about this, knowing that she'd probably have something up her sleeve. And anyway, she basically, I guess, why don't you give the diagnosis, and then I'll tell the results, Mary Jane.
Okay, what I found was that he had, it was his liver and kidneys that were backed up. So I put him on a protocol to flush the gallbladder and liver and kidneys. And it was a heavy-duty protocol to get the job done quickly.
Yeah, and I was I went through a cleanse that took about 5 weeks. 5 to 6 weeks, which I was on this protocol before I finally had the opportunity, shall I say, to go through a 3.5-day cleansing process that was not the most pleasant experience, but I knew it was going to be better on the other end. And Mary Jane had told me previously that by when this cleanse happened and by going through the process, my left hip would feel better. And, of course, when she tells me this, since we have a humorous relationship as well, I'd roll my eyes and go, right, you know. Anyway, I went through this cleanse, and literally the next day, my left hip was, I would say, 85% better. I could stand up out of a chair and walk and do things, and it was a total relief to me because I was planning a trip to Alaska in which I had to do a lot of walking and perform, and I just was unable to get my exercise in to prepare for that. And as a result of, again, a cleanse in your liver and kidney relates to your left hip feeling better. I can't explain, but it works.
We're all connected. So, and I see that all the time. It's knees, joints that ache. It's, you go to the basics. And Rex had a heavier experience. It's more like a flu. You feel like you got the flu when you're flushing all those toxins out. But what he had was old stuff there. And his body was just ready to get rid of it, and when we did this, it happened, and all things got better.
Well, I think it's exciting to know that there is something like this that can be done because, you know, for the most part, you know, we're going through a medical system where a lot of the symptoms are being treated, and yet at the same time, we're becoming more and more toxic. Rex, thank you so much for joining us here today.
And thank you, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Rex.
Mary Jane Mack is in the house. How healthy is your house? Why is this something that you all want to pay attention to? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things, go down the checklist that you guys are going to look at and be able to take some action. Also, we can take your call today if you'd like Mary Jane to take a check, take a look at your body, and see what exactly is going on. We're able to do that here for a short time during the show. We have a call-in number, 866-472-5788. Right here now on the Dr. Pat Show, 866-472-5788. When we come back, get your pencil, get your paper ready. We're going to tell you where you should start getting your house ready for its optimal health and well-being. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Mary Jane Mack or to set up an appointment with her, go to maryjanemack.com. Or give her office a shout at 888-777-4232. Now, if you would like a reading today during the show, we've made that easy for you to do as well. The toll-free number right here now to call in and have a Mary Jane take a look at your body, what might be going on with you or your pet, or someone else, as a matter of fact. You can give us a shout at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Mary Jane, you know, let's take a look at this list. But before we go down the list, let's just talk about how important this is. You know, we're not just talking about, oh, I don't clean my house. We're actually talking about, you know, the consequences of this kind of buildup on the body, and not just your body. Anybody that comes in your house, especially people that are a bit sensitive.
Right. And today there's so many people that are sensitive. But you have to remember, too, there's so many places that are toxic that's made these people sensitive. And when people are exposed to chemicals, and that could be environmental, it could be any type of toxin, it actually causes them to be anemic. So it's being exposed to it that weakens their blood and makes them worse. And, of course, then there's the other people who it weakens their immune system. And remember, in many shows we've talked about that sludge in the gallbladder and kidneys. Well, actually, living in a house that's toxic, you breathe in those toxins. It's another way to clog up your organs, because you're just not, you're around it, you're taking it all in your system. So it's very important to, for your kids, think about your kids who are on your floors and all that dust and everything that settles down there. And if you're cleaning your carpets with toxic carpet cleaner, you're more likely to have dogs with allergies and kids with allergies and chronic colds. And so there's, we'll go down our whole list here and talk about some of these things.
Well, you know, you also had a recent experience traveling, and maybe we should start there, because I think, you know, we don't really think about when we go to somebody else's house or when we go to a hotel or when we go, you know, stay at places that, you know, we think are kind of safe and clear. So what do we find when we're visiting?
Well, it's not only when we go, but it's these people in these houses should think about this when you're having people in. For example, I went to visit a friend, and when I walked in the house, I was, now, I'm not real sensitive to, I'm not usually that sensitive to chemicals that it really sets me off, makes me sick.
Right.
However, I walked in this house, and what they had going was different types of candle, those little melting pots, what's it called? The little candles that, well, many different candles of different scented types that were all lit and burning. That was the first thing walking in the house. I thought I was going to get knocked off my feet by the smell because there, it was so toxic to breathe that in. And then as I was there, this person does smoke and usually smokes outside. And something I don't even think about, I think most people at least do smoke outside. Well, they came in the house and lit up a cigarette. I was like shocked that somebody would do that because it made me feel tired. It made my eyes feel funny. It was not a good experience. So it's like when people do these things, they really have to be sensitive about people who they do have in their house. And see, when people are in that, an environment like that, they get so used to it, they don't notice it. And this particular person, their dogs are always sick. They always have bladder problems. They always have allergy type scratching. And it's from all those toxins because you think you light those candles, all that vapor drops on the floor and the poor animals are, you know, it's in the air and settles there. And then the dogs breathe all that in. And little dogs are like little kids or sensitive people. They cannot handle that stuff.
Well, you know, one of the things that we were talking about, too, is, you know, many people will be traveling the holidays. Some people will go to other homes. Some people will, you know, stay at hotels. I mean, if you're just talking, for example, about nicotine and walking into somebody's house, let's say, you know, the question is, Mary Jane, it's not just the smoke in that moment. I mean, doesn't the smoke reside? I mean, it lands everywhere.
Exactly.
And yeah, it, you know, cigarette smoke contains 4,000 chemicals.
Yeah.
And you know, when you went to visit your friend, you had this experience, right?
Oh, it was bad. And basically it was old, you know, she usually does smoke outside. So I can't imagine if she smoked in her house all the time. You know, have you ever gone to a hotel and they accidentally put you in a smoking room?
Yes,
and you opened the door,
right?
And you went, "Whoa! There's no way you're going to stay in that room." And I mean, it's not like you would stay there, but they've accidentally put you there. So, yeah, it's everything that's in the air. It's in the furniture. It's in everything. And now, even though you quit smoking, if you're not going to deep clean that house to get those chemicals out, you're still exposed to them.
So, I mean, this is really goes along with just about everything we're talking about today. You know, one of the things on your list says have your heating ducts cleaned. Let's talk about that because that's a massive job.
Well, you know, it's like every couple of years, people should just call in. What you do is you just call in the people that clean your furnace and clean your heating duct. And it winds up not to take very long, and it's not really that expensive to have done. But if you don't have those heating ducts clean, think of all the dust and dirt that goes down in there. And then you don't have your furnace on all summer. And then you go into fall. Now you got your house closed up. The windows are shut now. That's when the sewer gases are worse. And now you turn on your furnace. And then people are coughing and sneezing, and they don't know why. They have no idea. The other thing is, haven't changed the filter in the furnace. They don't think about that till the furnace is so bad that it's filthy and you're already having problems. So by having a little checklist and doing this ahead of time, you alleviate many problems. You don't wait till you have an issue, and you start to feel better about the place you live.
Well, I mean, this is now also, you know, for yourselves and your family. But the other thing also is, you know, if you're taking care of someone or there's someone in the house that's not well, I mean, we just had Rex on, right?
Right.
And you know, he went through a series of not being well for a long time. You know, people that are not well are, I don't like the term sensitive because that's not really even right. I mean, when the house is kind of suffering, this goes directly to the body, and it
exactly.
totally makes sense. I mean, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, and if you grow up in a place where, you know, a lot of the information that you get, especially during the 70s and 80s, is about, you know, environmental kinds of things, you know, manufacturing plants that, you know, are leaking carcinogenics and so forth. I mean, we've all seen that. That's why we're so sensitive these days to bringing more organic food to the table. But now it's starting to show up in the strangest ways in our bodies, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and when I score people's houses, their houses can be a two or three sometimes. Well, when you walk in that house, that's raised, no matter what energy you have, it drops your energy to that level. So now, even if you felt, most people, you'll ask them and they say, oh, I feel good when I'm not at home. But as soon as they walk in their house, immediately that changes their whole energy. Now, I have another great story. It's about a place here locally, it's not that far, in Washington, where they built all these homes. And I was recently at a friend's house, and while I was at her house, there was all these trucks out front at the neighbor's. And the neighbor's basement was infested, or under the house, was infested with mice. Now, this is a brand new neighborhood. Well,
wow.
A year old. And my friend said, oh, somebody warned us about that when we moved in to do things under the house to make it right. And then she said, oh, another neighbor had the same thing a few months ago, and the neighbor on this side has got it. And how they found out they had a big, huge nest of mice and rats under the house. Now, mice and rats and spiders are attracted to gases. So there must have been some leaking gas on that whole hillside when they had that many mice that stayed there and nested. So people see another thing. People don't even think about that. But when you have that, it's not just from, you know, clearing the field and a new house, a new area. This was a year old, and they were just multiplying like crazy in that area. So that makes you wonder, well, what, you know, people are looking at, oh, it's the mice, but what caused them to be that bad?
Right, exactly. And that's actually worse than the actual mice issue, really, when you think about it. Let's take a short break. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. When we come back, we're going to give you some tips, things that you can do to make sure that your environment is clean, is safe, is healthy, and we're starting to take notice to our environment so that we can have the perfect health that all of us desire. Let's take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. You know, we're talking about why it's important to check out your environment, whether it's your house, whether it's your workplace. It doesn't matter where you spend time. You know, check it out and take a look. In preparing for this show, it was kind of interesting because I'm very mindful of, you know, making sure that my place is clean. As a matter of fact, you know, Vicky comes in and takes care of it twice a month. But one of the things, Mary Jane, that you shared was that, you know, a lot of times we don't do the kind of cleaning that we need to do. So, for example, you know, the monitor that I have my computer on, you know, I'm just staring here looking at it. And, you know, there's always a place somewhere on something that you never get. And we didn't talk about dust mites because they also contribute. And I don't think we quite know the effect of dust mites, do we?
Oh, no. I mean, think about draperies and blinds that are loaded with dust. And people just think about their beds or bed bugs, but your entire house, and computer rooms, we're talking about monitors, anytime in a computer room, you know, you've always got more dust because of the fans on the computer. And so, you know, those are the times you've got to move behind everything. You know, you don't have to do it every day, but at least every couple of weeks, do a good cleaning and just wipe it up dry and clean around the wires. But the big thing is draperies, and also in kids' room, you know, kids have blankets on their beds, but they never often, you know, they don't get washed on a regular basis, or if they're heavier quilts, they should get thrown in the dryer and sanitized. And another thing is their kids have tons of stuffed animals in their room, and all they do is collect dust mites. So you can take all those animals, throw them in the dryer, sanitize them, and it's amazing how much that helps them in cleaning the drapes in kids' room. Because kids that tend to have breathing issues or asthma or allergies, that's the first place to start.
Well, and, you know, when you say throw them in the dryer and sanitize them, you know, you're talking about the fact that they're in the dryer, they're subjected to that heat.
Yes.
But are you suggesting something else to do that? Because that sounds like a simple thing.
Just putting them in the dryer and freshening them up takes the dust mites off them. Sometimes now there are new dryers that actually have a sanitize that you could do. But all you have to do is throw them in the dryer. Same with the quilts. And that freshes them up and takes all that dust off of them. Makes a huge difference. I've had kids that had breathing issues. All they did was clean up the stuffed animals and the bedding and check anything else in the room. And immediate was dramatic change in how the kid felt. So it's a simple thing to do. And it's especially for babies or young kids. And you think about these kids. They drool all over it and play with these toys. Another thing you could do with kids' toys is have a steamer and steam clean them, because there's the steam sanitizers, and those are fabulous because you're not using any chemicals and you're just steaming. You could do the playpen or the crib, the furniture, kids that have their mouths on everything, and it's amazing how much it freshens it up very quickly. And then the kids stay healthy.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a lot of things now that we're finding out. I mean, I think the latest is, actually it's not new, is it, Mary Jane? UV light and UV technology is now coming to the forefront for so many things.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the technology today to have a better environment is there. So, you don't have to go out and do anything. All you have to do is look at your house, start going through it, use a good sanitizer, wipe in the bathroom, spray your faucets and the light switches. You know, people go in and out of bathrooms using those light switches all the time. So there's simple things you could do that really change how you feel and keep your family healthy so you're not reinfecting yourselves all the time.
Wow. I mean, this is really, thank you, Mary Jane, for joining us here today. I mean, you're right about this. There are a lot of things we could do. You know, I mean, we started out by talking about the shower and making sure you're not, you know, you don't have mold, on there and so forth. But if we stay on top of it, I think this is a great place to start.
It's easy. It's not really that complicated. And if you do a little bit all the time, it's not a big job.
Well, you know, I have a friend that, you know, said something very interesting to me a couple of weeks ago. And she said, you know, I'm not a cleaner. I'm not going to do this cleaning. But three times a year, I hire a company to come in and they do the cleaning that I won't do. And she calculated it to be something like $1 a day or something, or less than $1 a day to get that done.
And it's so worth it. I mean, exactly. If you don't want to do it, you can get somebody else to do it, and it's done, and you feel good, and you help somebody else out by having them do your house.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary Jane, for joining us here today. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
That it doesn't matter what it is, what health issue you have, or what's going on in your life, if you want to get to the bottom of what's going on, then use the Accelerated Performance System, and it's simple, powerful, and effective, and can change your life.
And now, what's the best way for folks to contact you? Because, you know, you work with people all over the world. You know, you're helping people that show up with all sorts of symptoms.
Exactly. I mean, I see some of the people out there who want to just be at their peak performance to some of the sickest people. Mm. And you can call my office and chat with Rhonda at 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232 or MaryJaneMack.com.
Thanks for joining me here today. For more information, if you've missed any part of this show today, everybody, you can find the archive up in a day or so at drpatlive.com or thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com or at voiceamerica.com, where this show will replay later on tonight. Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. And remember, you can become empowered by taking your life back, by taking action on your own behalf, and starting out by doing something. We talked about a lot today, and I know it may be a lot to handle, but there's something today that you've heard that you're actually going to be able to do something about. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.